Hello, my name is Marcia Hotch, and I'd like to take this time to welcome you to Tlingit Time, Tlingit Gawu, an Indigenous Language Program. Last week we talked about the process of making hooligan oil, sock echi. You listened to sounds that we had along our fish camp, and once again we'll be sharing my family with you as we're along the Chilkat River and making our hooligan grease.
We're using just dip nets. It was so thick you didn't even need a throw net or anything, just the hooligan were all over the place. Every year you get new nets, you just bend the handles and don't break them in half and everything to get so much hooligan. I don't think there's really any predictions of how the hooligan's going to run it.
We're breaking the meat off the fish, and the bones are just hanging on a stick there to break the meat off of the hooligans, so it could recook it some more, the meat. And we're going to pull the weeds off the boards and leaves that's fallen into the pit.
Well, we put it in the pit. In the olden days, they used to line the pits with beach grass, and then sort of would hold it in there and keep it away from the dirt. But today, what we do with our pit is we line it with wood, and then keeps it cool, and it has to go through that molecular process so that the oil can come out of it. If you don't let it sit in there to age for that week or 5 days or whatever it would take, and you won't get much oil. They used to heat rocks and put their hooligans in their canoes in the old day with the modern conveniences, metal. And so we make a huge cooking pot. So we just kind of wait and for the oil to come up. The foam will come, and the way we do it is allow that foam to come up, and it'll eventually turn to the oil and simmer it and allow the oil to clear up so the meat particles can just drop down. And then after that gets pretty clear, then we'll skim it off. Most of the people, they used to have their pits right alongside the river at the harvesting area, like at the Chilkoot. I have fond childhood memories of being out there with my mom and dad and my grandpa and grandma. And today, on where our pits used to be, there's houses, and it's quite changed from quite a few years ago. But today we bring the fish up into the village, and we have our pits down by our smokehouses. And so with the convenience of a car, having cars, vehicles, and so we bring them all the way up the highway. Running water, let me see. We have a phone. We get to bring our phones down. Last year, or the other year, Bosch was in the pit talking on the phone. We want to thank you for listening and being with us during this Tlingit Gawu Gunilchish Ha'inye Iyati Yaigi. My name is Marcia Hotch, and I'm from Klukwan, Alaska. Gunilchish.
You've been listening to Tlingit Time. Our teacher is Marcia Hotch. Editors are Daniel Henry and Burn Power. Executive producer is Daniel Henry. Special thanks to the Kaysan Dancers' performance of the Tlingit National Anthem and to the clan Klukach Adi. Tlingit Time is underwritten by the Chilkat Indian Village, Chilkat Cruises and Tours, and by the Alaska Humanities Forum. Tlingit Time is produced in the studios of KHNS in Haines, Alaska.